Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ross Kambrowski is here. Ross is the founder and the CEO of Crowdspring, an organization that's been helping people put their best foot forward in the marketplace for a long time now. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for a bunch of years. He's formerly known as Illinois named him one of the top super lawyers, and now he's come over to the sunlight and in the Main Street marketplace with us, and we're so glad he did. He's our good friend Ross. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. Happy to be here talking with you and your listeners.
Good to have you here. So I don't know if you know this or not, but my column this week is about interfaces. How
I read your column. It's outstanding.
You're the one. Thank you. So the point that I was making there, as you know, is we've always had an interface with customers. It's just for 10,000 years that interface was literally nose to nose in real time. But over the last couple of decades, those interfaces have been replaced. We've had proxy interfaces and screens and technology and HTML. It's been replacing us as half of the interface, but the customer was always there. The customer hasn't changed, but we've been replaced. And so because of the coronavirus pandemic response that we've had, it's accelerated all of that. It's accelerated the replacement of us on the screen with our message on the screen, which is what you're all about. And we've got to get better. We have to understand that even though we want to talk to customers face to face, and we still will, we're going to be doing less of that. And that's going to involve some rebranding, isn't it?
It will. And I particularly liked in your column, you know, the one of the last points about, you know, you can't out digitally transform Amazon. The truth for you know, a typical Main Street business is you have big competitors. So you mentioned, you know, the e-commerce changing. The Corona pandemic has advanced e-commerce about 5 to 10 years by most estimates. So we are, you know, 5 to 10 years ahead where we were expected to be. Which means if you run a typical business, whether it's retail or online, you have more competitors in other parts of the country and the world competing for your business, unless you have a hyper-local business, like you're a plumber, you're an electrician. Mm-hmm. Somebody somewhere else far from you is competing, and people are looking at these businesses differently. And if you're not online, if you haven't adapted to the new normal with a fresher brand, then you're sticking out, but in a bad way.
Well, or you're being, and one of the things that I've been trying to point out now for many years, for a decade, is that you could literally be so irrelevant in your message, in your delivery of the message, in your how you show up, whatever. You could be so irrelevant in what I call that moment of relevance that all the awesomeness that you may possess and that everybody agrees you're awesome, the prospect will never even get to know that because they'll rule you in or out with a click of an enter key because you didn't do what Ross just said. Go ahead, Ross.
Yeah, and this is a problem for small businesses. I mean, if you look at even the most successful companies, they periodically rebrand. And the question is, why do they do that? If they're successful, what drives them? Burger King, just in the past week, announced the new rebrand across their entire brand identity, visual identity. And what possesses successful companies to rebrand is periodically they recognize that they're losing touch with their customer base. When society and culture shifts, when you have political shifts, people see things differently. They interface with products differently. They interface with businesses differently. And so smart brands keep up with that. They want to make sure that they don't look strange and out of place. And ultimately, this is an opportunity for small businesses, because small businesses, especially Main Street small businesses, do have a special sauce. It's just that sometimes they forget they have a special sauce. Mm-hmm. And so they forget to think about that. And there's actually a very good process to approach rebranding that small businesses could steal from the big businesses.
All right,
and it's called a SWOT analysis.
Right. Go ahead.
So SWOT analysis stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And it's a pretty simple analysis you can do. And on the CrowdSpring blog, we have a number of articles that focus on this. But essentially, you ask yourself a series of questions about your business. What are your strengths? And there's some questions around that. What are your weaknesses? And for a lot of small businesses, it's going to be their brand, their visual identity. Yeah, maybe you decided not to invest much money when you started the business. Maybe you invested $20, but it's generic, looks like every other business. Maybe you have a small number of products and there's a lot of competition out there. O is opportunities. What are your opportunities? And the thing is, small businesses have lots of opportunities, but they can't sit idly by and wait for customers to walk in. Everybody is digital. Customers look for you online, so if you're online, you're already in trouble. Mm-hmm. And if you're online with a generic visual identity that looks like hundreds of other businesses, nobody's going to be able to tell who you are. And then threats is your competition, and one of the big threats, as you pointed out in your column for small businesses, is if you haven't taken note of this digital transformation as a business owner, if you haven't come up with a plan, it's not too late. You could still do it, but you've got to start doing that right now, because as we enter 2021, businesses are under a lot of pressure, both because there's differential purchasing power. I mean, some people can't go to the store. Some items just are not available because the supply chain is not working as well as it should. And there's a lot of competition.
Well, and see, what you're talking about, what he's talking about, folks, is, you know, my point that I was making is the concept of digital transformation, period, meaning you're maximizing your ability to get to in front of the customer and all the digital interfaces that are out there. What Ross is talking about is digitally transforming your brand. He's going deeper into what you have to do to make sure that when you pop up on that screen, that you're instantly relevant and it makes them want to spend more time with you. You got to do a bunch of those. You got to do 59 of those relevance things in a minute. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.